This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Got to tell you guys this, that coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, 50 Cent reaches a settlement with Miami Spa in penis enlargement lawsuit.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. It didn't work out? Back to where he was. What happened?
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. Plus, in other entertainment news, Sherry Shepherd credits her time in jail for helping her become financially responsible. And in trending national news, we'll tell you how you can help our neighbors in the South affected by the most recent storms. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But now, guess what? It is time to ask the CLO. And before we get to that, I think he wanted to address something. He's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, welcome, man. How you doing, man? How you doing, huh?
Good morning, Steve.
Perfectly
fine.
Steve,
isn't it? Yeah.
CLO. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hey, I always want to tell you before we get to CLO that they was up in here talking about that you ought to be docked for being late and stuff. And I was like, y'all ain't doing nothing like that in the mall.
Can
I say this here?
What?
I don't really, I really already know it wasn't they.
Yeah.
Hello. You better know that pronoun.
You better know your pronouns.
You
better
already know. You know, since we're in the age of correct pronouns. You, I, me. alone.
Now you already. You know how tight, boy.
You wouldn't have dollar. If we were docking pay. Come on, Shirley, with this CLO. I know he ain't talking about docking no damn body.
All right, here we go. Mel in Lansing says, I'm 28 and I visited my parents for the weekend and I snuck my old boyfriend in through my window. We were having sex and my mother came to tell me goodnight and she asked why the door was locked. I ignored her and she went on to bed. It was awkward the next day. Does she know what I was doing in there?
Mm. Hell no, she'd have bought it up.
Mm.
But then... she's a mother.
Uh-huh.
She might have knew something. Mm-hmm. And she's waiting on you to be the daughter she thought she raised and come on and admit to it. But then the daughter she raised wouldn't have that boy climbing in that damn window either, though.
Mm.
See? So, well, at least we done found out through this little CLO that you ain't who your mama thought you were.
She almost 30, though. Come on now.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, you ain't who your mama thought you were. Go on and deal with it. Ain't no need of disappointing her verbally. Just let her think it.
That's
funny, T.
All right. All right. Moving on, CLO, to Alfred in Colfax, who writes, my wife and I bought a new house on a large lot, and she loves being outside gardening and cutting the grass. She loves it, so I don't bother her. But one of our new neighbors joked with her about coming over to do his yard, too, and that bothered me. Should I go pay him a visit and tell him I didn't like his joke?
Well, if the joke bothered he, well, I understand where you coming from, because it got you looking kind of crazy, like your wife out there cutting the grass, and that's traditionally in neighborhoods across all of suburban America, a man's job. But if your wife likes it, you can't stop her from doing what she likes. But now the dude done joked about it. It's just a joke. Come on over and do my yard. Your problem be if she take her ass over there and do it. Ain't no need to get mad at bad jokes. Whole lot of bad joke tellers walking around out here. Ooh-wee. I done seen some of them get on stage and actually get a check for it. They ain't doing it no more, but, you know. Joke telling is a skill set. He was just joking. I don't think he, don't worry about that. You get offended. You wear them, but see, really, it ain't the joke. It's the how it make you look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, that's that male ego now.
Would you have been upset if someone said that? Would you have been upset?
Well, my wife not going to go out there and mow the grass. I can promise you that. I can't imagine that in no shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. Unless it was one of them riding Toro mowers, she might want to go out there and try to learn how to do that. Okay. That's like, I cut my grass, man, in about 2004.
Oh, really? Almost 28 years since then?
Almost 19.
Well, I didn't have to. I just wanted to ride the Toro and go around the trees.
Oh, how long it took?
Oh, I was on it about an hour.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
All righty.
All right. Moving on to Catrice in Tuscaloosa, who says, I'm 48 years old and my neighbor and my 26-year-old daughter are too close for comfort. He's always up in her face and he gave her money for her nails twice. He's 40 and married, but we fooled around once. Should I tell my daughter?
Mm. Wow.
Woo! What?
Wow. Yeah, this is craziness. Ooh, crazy.
Kind of tight right here.
Yeah.
Well, him and your daughter kicking it. See, you mad at him because he gave her money for her nails, but she took it. See.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, but the mom wants to know, should she tell her daughter that they fooled around before, too?
What is y'all with these neighbors?
Oh, neighbors.
You know, a neighbor just supposed to be able to come over and get sugar, not the sugar.
So, should mama tell the daughter?
Yeah, that's the question, Steve. Should she tell her daughter that they kicked it before? Today.
If you want to throw your daughter into something, go ahead and tell her.
Come on, true confession. You know you hate confessing.
Yeah, me personally, mm-hmm. I wouldn't, but you know, you ain't me. So mm-hmm. you probably gonna go ahead.
What is that gonna do if she tells her daughter?
You know, make her pause before doing it, before going forward again. I don't know. Hell. I ain't got nothing to tell my kids. I have nothing I can tell them.
About who you kicked it with, huh?
I can't open my damn mouth about nothing.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving on to Steph in River Bend. Steph said, I had a threesome with two guys, and one of the guys is married to my sorority sister.
Wait. She had a threesome with who?
With two guys, and one of the guys, Steph. Her name is Steph.
Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Like, short for Stephanie.
Yeah, say the whole name so we can understand.
It's Steph on the paper, but you know,
so is Steph Curry. So I need you to say the whole name so we understand what you're saying.
All right, you got it, Steve. Steph had a threesome with two guys, and one of the guys is married to her sorority sister. She found out on Instagram, and she's so mad that he didn't tell her that he was married. He has an online dating profile and everything. Why do men act so shady?
What?
They shady. What? I don't even understand the question. Why do some men? I don't have an online dating profile, so let's take it out of all men. He's shady.
He's shady.
You the one in the
You ain't think that was a
all
big
one? Right. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, CLO. We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.